Hi, this is Paul Mahern from the Zero Boys, and you're listening to Turmoil Radio.
Has the tour been going now?
Well, actually, this is just like a two-show jaunt. We're doing this show, and then we're doing Saturday night at the Ritz, also opening for the Exploited. And then we're just going back on Sunday back to Indianapolis.
This sort of like a feeler tour then to get
kind of to see what goes on. And everybody in the band works regular jobs at this point, you know, and we're real tied in, and we're just trying to do weekend things. We're going to be doing some weekends for the next couple months, you know, mostly around the Midwest. And then we're going to Europe on April 29th, and we'll be back May 23rd. So that'll be a pretty big tour.
Do you have any fears of getting the band back together? It's been like 6 years since the band's played.
Well, I kind of have a fear that people will view us as like a bunch of, you know, post-teenage punks who got back together for like drug money or something, you know. But the thing about it is, with me, it's like the band never really broke up. It's just like there was no interest, so it kind of fizzled out. I mean, we never had like some big falling out where we hated each other. It was just like there was nothing going on in Indianapolis. It was weird because at the time in Indianapolis and around the Midwest, we were like too punk, you know. I mean, people wouldn't come see us in our hometown. But, like, the general feel across the nation was that we were, like, not hardcore enough. You know, we were, like, we're pretty much, like, a pretty much kind of a pop band, I think, you know, that we're all real into hardcore, especially early California stuff, you know, like Circle Jerks and Descendants and Adolescence and stuff like that. But I think we kind of fell between the cracks. And you know, you do it for 4 or 5 years, and you don't get anywhere with it, and eventually you just say, well, you know, forget it.
But you still stayed involved with Affirmation Records and working for Hit City USA. Is Affirmation Records still going on?
No. Affirmation pretty much folded after Faulty Products folded, and when Faulty Products folded, they owed me a whole lot of money. Too much for me to like climb back out of the hole. So after that, I couldn't press records. I did some tapes, and you know, you can only sell so many tapes. And you know, as I got older, I had to get like a regular job, and it got harder and harder. So I started engineering more, and now I'm working. Hit City released that record, and hopefully we'll be releasing more stuff on the Hit City label. You know, so it's kind of the record, actual vinyl coming out of Indiana, I think, is going to increase again real soon.
You see any changes from when you started out in, you know, it's 82, from when the band broke up, and then the band you recorded at Hit City, such as Raw Power, you know, Toxic Reasons? Was the attitude still there, or was there a different feeling?
I think that almost all the bands, I've been real fortunate. I think that all the bands I can recall recording have been really genuine, because I've never recorded anybody with, say, like, on the level of like a GBH or the Exploited. I mean, like, you know, Raw Power, they sold a whole lot of records, but when we recorded that record, we recorded it for like $700 and they were starving to death, you know, stuck in the Midwest, you know, with nothing to do. So I've been real fortunate. I've not been exposed to very much rock star type punk rockers, you know. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, the attitude is still pretty much the same with a lot of those bands. You know, I haven't kept in touch with Raw Power, so I don't really know what they're into now, or, you know, a lot of these bands.
Boys broke up, you were working on an album, Payback Is Hell.
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to the tracks of that album?
Some of that is appeared on the History of cassette. At that time, Tough D was in Toxic Reasons. We didn't really have the money or the time to record the record what we felt was like right. So we recorded the stuff. We intended on releasing it. There didn't seem to be a whole lot of interest in the band at that point, so I just went ahead and released The History Of, putting like half of Vicious Circle and some of the EP and then half of what was going to be Payback Is Hell on it. Payback Is Hell included probably about 4 or 5 songs that aren't even on History Of. Those songs, a lot of those will be re-recorded and will be on the new album, you know, which is, as of now, we don't have a title for. So there will be a second Zero Boys album, and it will include a lot of those songs.
The songs that you wrote for the Vicious Circle album were written back in 82. Do you still think the songs and the meaning behind them hold up today, 6 years later?
To tell you the truth, I was always kind of embarrassed lyrically with that record, you know. I was really young, like 16 years old when I wrote most of that stuff. And I always was kind of embarrassed about it, and to tell you the truth, you know, until just recently, going out on these little tours and singing those same songs just seemed kind of ridiculous, you know. But reading a lot of the reviews and seeing the people in the audience sing them, they're so simplistic that, like, people, you know, sing the songs, you know, can sing along and stuff. And I kind of like that. I kind of like the, you know, that simplistic approach. The new stuff is not going to, it's going to be a lot different lyrically, but I don't, you know.
We've been trying to listen to a lot of the bands that, like, the Zero Boys were listening to at the time.
At the time that we did Vicious Circle, trying to...
at least get the feel.
Try to figure out what it was, because I feel like the Zero Boys, good or bad, Vicious Circle album really doesn't sound a whole lot like any other record, you know? I mean, any other punk rock record, you know? And so we're trying to identify, like, what was it that made us make a record like that? And I think it was a lot of, like, a lot of heavy Stooges influence, and then the influence of, like, bands like, you know, the Descendants and, you know, Circle Jerks and stuff. So, you know, we've been listening to a lot of that older stuff, you know, trying to, you know, target our writing for the new album, so it has that same kind of similarity.
So even though the band has grown, you know, personality-wise and musically-wise in 6 years, you're still going to go for that old sound?
No, we're not going to completely go for that old sound. I mean, the songs that we already have, brand new songs that we've written for the second record, are completely different. And we were thinking just a week ago that, God, they're so different that, you know, an old Zero Boys fan is likely to, like, not even get it at all, you know. So, you know, without trying to be too calculated, we want to kind of, you know,
right,
take the likable aspects of the other record and make sure that we can incorporate that on this one.
You see the Zero Boys continuing in the future after the European tour?
Well, after the European tour,
because of, say, Tufty's commitments to Toxic Reasons.
Well, yeah, Tufty has a commitment to Toxic Reasons. Vess is in a band called Jot that are really good. I'm in a band called Datura Seeds. Both those bands are on that record. Both of those bands, I think, have at least as much potential as the Zero Boys do, as well as, I think, Toxic Reasons do. So I think the Zero Boys are going to have to fit in between, you know. So we'll do the European thing, we'll come back, we'll get the record out by September. We probably won't do anything until, like, the beginning of next school year, and then we might, you know, tour some more. It's kind of a laid-back kind of thing. We want to make music together, but we're not, like, into any big pressure thing, or, you know. We're so separated there in Indiana from everything else that we're not really into a scene, so we just kind of do things on our own time, you know. And, but I could see it continuing for quite a while, you know. I mean, I'd like to. The thing about it is, playing with this band, I just get a big kick out of it. The musicianship is incredible. I mean, I think that, you know, I personally think that the rhythm section of this band is the best, yeah, you know, that I've seen, except for maybe Bad Brains.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I've, you know, being just a singer, I can't believe it, you know, that I have the fortune of being able to be in this band.
Yeah. 90.1 FM Turmoil with the Zero Boys. That was Living in the 80s. The songs we heard in order from the Zero Boys, New Generation, Energy, and Living in the 80s. That's from their record on Toxic Shock called Vicious Circle. And I talked to Paul, who did most of the talking, and Vess threw some comments in there in the background, if you could hear him. That took place March 3rd up at the Anthrax in Connecticut. Thanks to Brian and Sean up there for coordinating things. Also thanks to the band Tufty and Paul and Vess and also Mark. And that's the Zero Boys interview taking place March 3rd. They also played that night with The Exploited, and hopefully next week, if things work out, we'll have an interview with Waddy of The Exploited either next week or the following week. The album Paul was talking about featuring Indianapolis bands is called Black Brittle Frisbee. It's on Hit City Records. It features Jot, Modern Vending, Bramble Grit, The Daytona Seeds, Sloppy Seconds, Right to Left, and Mike's House. And we're going to listen to Paul's other band called The Daytona Seeds. This is SNP 69 here on Turmoil.
Yeah.
90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook with the Zero Boys to end up that set. Amphetamine Addiction from their re-released album on Toxic Shock Records. I don't know why I have Touch and Go stuck in my head. Toxic Shock. Zero Boys, the album's Vicious Circle. And before that, the Daytora Seeds with SNP 69 from the compilation album Black Brittle Frisbee on Hit City Records. If you'd like the address, here it is. It's Hit City Records, 707 East 54th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46220. And send yourself addressed stamped envelopes to get more information about that record if you can't find it in the stores. Black Brittle Frisbee and Daytora Seeds, Zero Boys ending up that set. I'm going to leave you with this request from, where did they call from now? Mount Sinai. This is the Subhumans from their album, The Day the Country Died. We're going to hear I Don't Want to Die. And before we play that, I have some tickets to give away, I just remembered. Appearing at the Ritz Friday, April 1st, Joey Ramone's Glitter Acid Rock and Roll Trash Ball with Debbie Harry and Chris Stein, also featuring the Waldos, the Rattlers, and the Chesterfield Kings. You must be 16 years old or over. And I'll take a caller at random. Got one pair of tickets to give away. A caller at random to win those tickets. The number here, area code 516-632-6901. And that's going to wrap it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be back again next Wednesday night at 10:30 with another edition of Turmoil. The Subhuman ending up tonight's show. I Don't Want to Die here on Turmoil.
Every year to remind America that nothing is different. America has the capacity to repair the inadequacies that confront Black America. What America lacks is the will.
What is the state of Black America after two terms with President Reagan? You'll hear from the Urban League, the Rainbow Coalition, and House Budget Chair William Gray next time on Consider the Alternatives.
Thursday at 2:30 here at WUSB.
Revolution rock, I am in. my good eye on the beat, living on the 6th Street. I ain't got no time for that. Hey, everybody smash up your seat and rock to this beat.